Good day, everybody. Welcome to the Got Brain podcast presented by Cognitivology, where we will continuously discuss and present in detail the mechanics of intuitive intelligence that are built on our inborn basic intuition. Plus, we will also be presenting the true mechanics and virtues of diversification. Now, you may be pondering, what do these two things have in common? And this is something we will continue to present and unfold for you about the significant connection between these two facets of our human potential. I would like to introduce myself. I am Carla Mencken-Wolf, and also my wonderful best friend and editor, Bryce Conway. And she's going to say something. What would you like to say?
Hi, everybody. My name is Bryce Conway, as Carla Mencken-Wolf had just said. I wanted to say that we are, in fact, the mechanics of intuition and diversification. I hope you guys enjoy our presentation and stick around for others. We welcome all comments and questions. We will try to answer them all throughout the next couple of weeks or months, and hopefully on this journey of brain potential discovery, you guys will learn something. This information is only was developed by us and only can be presented by cognitivologists, which is what we are.
And we also hope to learn something from you from all of you in our audience, as we learn about the questions and inquiries you have about true human brain potential, or the genuine, bona fide, authentic potentialities of what our brain has intended us to be and become in all of our commonality and our uniqueness. So you were saying something about our little part two here.
It was a little part two.
Yes, we apologize for stopping in mid-sentence, maybe even mid-word, but you were saying something about all of us being on the same page.
I was saying that we all have to admit that we are dealing as parents, caretakers, young adults who might be thinking about becoming parents or caretakers, that we have yet to actually have a system in place that produces unbroken children, untraumatized children.
Right.
And I think one of the biggest keys is what you had been talking about before, is the unknowing of parents interrupting their babies and their toddlers' natural inclination to explore with their hands and their mouths and their feet and their tummies and their hair and your hair and your everything. And
yeah, your plate of dinner.
And your plate of dinner. And, and whether it be just the two of you, or the family unit, or if you're out in public or wherever it may be, the first primordial instinct of any parent is to keep your child safe. One of the issues, though, in our modern day society is that we believe almost everything is going to kill our child.
Yeah, right. What is the classification of safe? So there's a certain element of significance in terms of the cognitive functional area of safety, health, and hygiene. Of course, we've gone overboard with it. But there are a lot of things that we do unconsciously that sacrifice the more important long-term, lifelong, elements of cognition and diversification, and especially where we, as people, as adulted people, we have certain triggers, and inadvertently people will end up believing that whatever the whatever children are doing are kind of triggering our own challenges, our own emotional challenges or spiritual challenges. And so we address the children in terms of those triggers that we're having, the way it makes us uneasy or frustrated or inconvenienced, I'd like to say three times, but I'll leave it at the two times.
Sorry, what was that?
And
inconvenience.
That's right. Well, the final thing that I wanted to say is our way of and all those things plus more that equal or yield what we believe is proper reasoning. So we have really deeply ingrained, rooted concepts and notions about what is right or good for a baby,
mm-hmm.
Including things like, oh, if you just pick him up all the time, he's going to be spoiled. Now, as a cognitivologist, I feel that I have a right to say that that notion is essentially probably the most evil thing pervading the whole world. I say it with some trepidation because the last thing I want is to make parents or caretakers feel guilty or bad. They're following a protocol that they think is correct. It's deeply ingrained spiritually and emotionally.
All I could say
to you, if you know something is really bad for you, just stop doing it right now. That is certainly the worst thing. And that was what was done to you as a parent, you know, as a child. You're inadvertently, unconsciously doing it. That was what was done to you. You should have never been treated like that. So what is the interceptive tool that we need to use to both heal your trauma and ensure that your children never have to suffer what you suffered? Because people grow up and they say, I'm going to do parenting differently than my parents did. So are the main tool for understanding knowledge, and especially new knowledge, is language. So if we learn the language of real knowledge,